We continue with Masachas Rosh Hashanah, Daf Hey Amid Aleph. We're going to begin on the third line from the top of the page, B'tana Kama. Previously, on the previous Amid, Daf Dalan Amid Beis, we had seen that there was a machlokes among the Tanoim as to how exactly we understand the Pasuk, as Chag HaMatzos, as Chag HaShavuos, as Chag HaSukos, that according to Reb Meir and Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov, that Pasuk teaches that there is a period of tashlumin of 7 days for the Yom Tov of Shavuos. That if a person did not bring the Korban Chagig on the first day, so one has an entire week afterwards in order to be able to bring the Korban. So now the Gemara asks, V'tanakama v'Reb Shimon tashlum al atzeres minalahu. Given the fact that the Tanakama and Reb Shimon do not learn the Pasuk that way, so where do they know? From where do they know that when it comes to Shavuos, there is a period of tashlumin for 7 days? So says the Gemara, Nafka luhumi d'tani Rabba bar Shmuel. So they, the Tanakama and Reb Shimon, will learn the concept of Tashlumin by Shavuos from that which Rabba bar Shmuel taught. T'tani Rabba bar Shmuel, Amra Torah, the Torah says, Minei Yamim v'kadesh Chodesh. First we'll translate these words literally, then we'll come back and explain. Minei Yamim, which means count days, v'kadesh Chodesh, and sanctify the month with Rosh Chodesh. Minei Yamim, count days, v'kadesh Atzeres, and sanctify Yetzeres, that is Shavuos. And this particular analogy comes to teach the following. Machodesh Limnuyav, just as the beginning of the month, which is going to be sanctified for a period which is equal to the units by which it is counted, namely days, Afatzeres Limnuyav, so too when it comes to Shavuos, it is going to be sanctified for a period which is equal to the units of its days, namely a week. So what exactly does this mean? So Rashi tells us, when it says, Minei Yomim, so this is a reference to the Pasuk, Ad Chodesh Yomim. The Pasuk says, literally, until a month of days, that we know that a lunar month, a month in the Jewish calendar, consists of exactly 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 chalakim. So approximately 29 and a half days. However, we do not determine, we do not declare Rosh Chodesh, rather, based on division of days. We always are going to sort of round up, round down, because the month is going to consist of either, as we know, 29 days, or it's going to consist of 30 days. So over here, the Braisa says, Minei Yomim, we count days, V'kadesh Chodesh, but we sanctify the new month by bringing the Karban Musaf on Rosh Chodesh. Minei Yomim, so similarly, we count days, V'kadesh Atzeres, Shavuos. Shavuos is going to be commemorated or sanctified rather in a similar fashion. And just as Machodesh, just as when it comes to a month, we sanctify it for a period which is equal to the units by which it is counted, namely again days, so too when it comes to Atzeres, when it comes to Shavuos. Now Rashi points out that we know that the Torah uses weeks to define exactly when Shavuos is. The Pasuk says, Sheva Shavasos Timimos Tiyana. So this hekesh between Rosh Chodesh and Shavuos allows us to basically derive that there is a certain analogy, there's an equivalence between the two. And just as we see that Rosh Chodesh is determined by counting the units of days, so too, when it comes to Shavuos, it is counted by this unit of weeks. And so therefore we know that we have an entire week, essentially, of Shavuos. Now, of course, Shavuos is only 1 day, Minat Torah. However, in a certain sense, we are able to have an entire week of Shavuos through this Tashlumin. So the Gemara tells us that the Tanakam and Reb Shimon, who do not learn the concept of Tashlumin when it comes to Shavuos from the Pasuk, Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukos, so they learn it from this Hekesh, this analogy between Rosh Chodesh and Shavuos. So says the Gemara, E Matzeres Chad Yoma, which means that while it is true that the Torah does tell us, Sheva Shavasos Temimos Tiena, that there's a concept of week when it comes to determining when Shavuos is, but the Torah also says, Rashi, Tispur Chamishim Yom. The Torah also gives us the ability to determine when Shavuos is by counting days. So why is it that we assume that Shavuos is counted in the Torah in weeks, and therefore we use a week to come up with this concept of Tashlumin? Why? Why not say that Atzeres really is 1 day, meaning it is sanctified for 1 day, as the Torah says, Tisperu Chamishim Yom. So Amar Rava says, Atu Atzeres Yomei Moninon, Shavuos Lo Moninon. What? When it comes to Shavuos, do we only count days and do we not count weeks? So Amar Mar didn't the master teach mitzvah lemimne yome u mitzvah lemimne shvue. There's a mitzvah to count both days and weeks. In other words, we know that when we count Sfiras HaOmer, we count not just the days, but we count the days and the weeks. And so therefore, since the Torah instructs us to count days and weeks, we are justified in relying on this Hekesh, which essentially compares Shavuos to Rosh Chodesh by virtue of the fact that the Torah does prescribe a method of counting weeks in order to come to Shavuos. Va'od says the Gemara Chag HaShavuos. Chag Shavuos says, furthermore, what does the Pasuk say? The Torah refers to Atzeres as Chag Shavuos, which literally means the Yom Tov for the festival of Shavuos of weeks. So clearly, the Torah seems to identify the primary method of determining when Shavuos is, not by days, but by weeks. So the Gemara seems to accept this particular analogy from Rabbi Bar Shmuel as being the source, according to Tanakam and Rav Shimon, is how we know that there is a full week of Tashlumin when it comes to the Karbanos of Shavuos. So the Gemara now continues and goes back to another Brisa that we cited previously on the Davdalid Amud Aleph, Davdalid Amud Beis. The Gemara cited a Brisa which tells us that there are certain obligations which are subject to the Isser of, or to the prohibition of Baal Ta'acher, that a person could not delay too long fulfilling various obligations. And one of the obligations on that list is the Korban Pesach. So says the Gemara, Pesach bar mikra b'regolim hu. Is the Korban Pesach something which can be brought on any one of the Yomim Tovim? After all, Pesach zimna kvile, I akrive akrive, vilo akrive yitchile. When it comes to the Korban Pesach, it has a fixed time. It has a set time that it can be brought, namely on Erev Pesach, on Yud Aleph Nisan, if it was brought in the proper time it was brought, and if not, so idchile, literally it becomes pushed off. How then does the Braisa include the Korban Pesach as being one of the karbanos which are subject to the Isser of Baal Ta'acher, and a person has Shalosh Regalim to bring it? What does that mean? You don't have a period of Shalosh Regalim to bring the Korban Pesach. It has a very, very set, specific time, and once that time passes, so then it's too late. So Amar Rav Chizda says, Pesach Kedin Nozva, that when the Braisa mentions Korban Pesach, it doesn't mention it for any particular purpose. It doesn't actually mean that halachically, you can bring a Korban Pesach later, but since the Braisa mentions Bechor and Meiser, so very often Bechor, Meiser, and Pesach are listed together, and so therefore it's mentioned over here, but really it doesn't have any practical implications. So Rav Sheshes gives a different answer. Rav Sheshes Amar, my Pesach, what does it mean? Pesach, Shalmei Pesach. It's not referring to the Korban Pesach itself, but rather it's referring to the Shlomim that are associated with the Pesach. Rashi tells us that this is referring to an animal which was designated to be brought as a Korban Pesach, but it was not brought at the proper time. So then the din is that it becomes a Korban Shlomim. Now the Braisa teaches that one has until the conclusion of the third Yom Tov to actually bring this Korban Shlomim, and if he delays beyond that point, so then he will be in violation of Baal Ta'acher. We see that both Rav Sheshes and Rav Chizda agree fundamentally that the Korban Pesach is not something that can be brought at a later time. So it's not shach to speak about Baal Ta'acher when it comes to the Korban Pesach. The argument over here is merely, what does it mean when the Braisa mentions Pesach? Is this something that is just mentioned, agav, b'chor and maisa, but it's not really meant to have any specific relevance or implication over here? That is the opinion of Rav Chizda. Rav Sheshes argues not, that when it says Pesach, it never meant Korban Pesach, but rather it's referring to Shalmei Pesach, again, a shlomim that came about because one failed to actually bring an animal that was designated initially for the Korban Pesach. So now the Gemara says, wait a second, Yehochi Hainu Shlomim, if that's the Pshat, as Rav Sheshes says, that when it says Pesach, it's really referring to a Shlomim, so that's exactly Shlomim. In other words, the Braisa already says Shlomim as being one of the Karbanos that are subject to the Yisr of Baal Ta'acher after Shalosh Regalim. So there's no need to go ahead and to mention Pesach, which means, according to Rav Sheshes, Shalmei Pesach, if Shlomim was already mentioned. So says the Gemara, Tana Shlomim Haboi Machmas Pesach, Tana Shlomim Haboi Machmas Atzmon, that the Braisa chooses to list both of them separately. First, we mention Shlomim that are brought machmas pesach, something that is brought as a, because of the fact that one failed to actually bring the animal that was designated for pesach, and also mentioned separately from that, shlamim, that is just a regular carbon shlamim. And why is it necessary to list them separately? So gadai tochamina, because one would have thought, ho ulam machmas pesach ka'asu, since this carbon is being brought because of the Pesach, so therefore kapesach damu, then it's like the Pesach, which would mean, says Rashi, uberegel rishon yavar alehem, that once a person fails to bring the carbon at that yomtiv, a Pesach already, so then that's it, it's too late. You don't actually have the ability to go ahead and bring it after Shavuos or Sukkos. So Kamash Malon comes along the Brice and says, no, even though this is a Shlomim which came agav the Pesach, that it only came about because of the Pesach, but still it is treated as a regular carbon Shlomim, and so therefore it is subject to the din of Baal Ta'acher, like all other Karbanos Shlomim.